Hey, 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 we're back. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What are you, Fat Albert?
Fat Albert, definitely.
Hey, hey, hey.
Season 4, episode 2. We're back. It's a cold one. It's a real cold one out here.
Yes.
Fucking Brick City. My left nipple's frozen.
I lost a nut in the war.
What war?
The cold war.
The cold war?
The cold war.
I know you were fucking Russian.
I'm Russian.
Call
my name is
Kachman.
My name is Russian the Kachman. It's the CEO of the street.
My name is Dutch.
My name is Dutch. The CEO of the streets, the bully with the beat, the man that y'all cannot defeat is cold in NYC. And you know who I got, my co-host, Mr. I Tell It All, Mr. I'm the Big Dog, Mr.
Nigga, I'm just trying to stay warm. Fucking cold.
The king of all savages.
The king of all savages. If you got heat, bring me some. If
we got heat here, it's fucking hot right now. It's hot.
I really like to be between somebody's legs right now. It's kind of cold out here.
Wait a minute.
I want to stay warm right now.
We got the king of savages.
This is the kind of weather you want to be between some legs.
Mr. Savage himself.
You know what time, man? Link, nigga. Link. A.K.A. that savage. A.K.A. you know, the king of bath water. But right now, it's too cold for that bath water. I don't go fucking put heat in it. I don't care if you boil it first.
You need a jacuzzi bath water.
I don't care if you got your grandma's old school pot boiling the water. I don't give a fuck. And it's too fucking cold. It's too cold to eat pussy right now.
Whoa, it's never too cold for pussy.
Yes, it is.
Pussy's so warm.
Nah.
You just dive your nose in it.
My tongue comes out already frozen. That's it.
No. Nah, get out of here. No.
It's too cold.
And you know,
it's too cold.
And you know what we got? Mr. Facts, Mr. Tech, Mr. I Know It All, Mr. Espinosa.
It's time for the tech guy, Mr. Facts, Mr. Know It All.
Oh, what happened to the easy sign?
I don't know.
It's cold. It's really cold.
Like you said, fuck the E.
It's cold.
The
C.
It's cold. I'm not putting nobody to sleep. I'm just cold. Yo, focus. I want to get
what, to it's like, what, negative 20?
It's not negative 20.
It's negative 20 degrees.
Yo, it's colder than my fucking left nipple.
Why is your nipple got to be cold?
It's why cold. The left one in particular?
I don't know. It sounds provocative.
It's Mr. Espa, no, is it E-silent, Z-silent?
Because it puts you to sleep when he's cold.
Something like that. Shit, I need something.
But I want to start the show with a really serious topic, and then we can just joke and have a good time. A gentleman has just passed away for the dumbest shit in the history of dumb shit. If I'm saying his name right, was it Trey or it's T-Y-R-E. So what is that?
Tyree Jacobs?
Not Jacobs. Nicholson something like that? Look it up. I have it written down. Hold on. I got shit written down this time.
So it's so cold. I got my brain's all fried.
Yeah, it's Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas. Was Tyree it Tyree Nicholas?
Yeah,
Tyree Nicholas. All right, Tyree Nicholas. R.I.P. But this is the old topic we used to run about back in our show. The stupid shit that happened in the hood. This man has to die because another man was mad. Another man in power. Let's get this right, gentlemen. Power. Because he was a cop. And am I right? It happened in Memphis?
No, I think it was
New Orleans?
Memphis,
right?
Yeah,
Memphis.
Yeah,
Memphis. I know I was right. I got my topics right. I know I'm a bit of a journalist a little bit. Memphis, it happened. It's black on black crime, people. But this is dumb black on black crime. This ain't black on black crime that you got the wrong identity. This is dumb shit over a chick. Link, over a chick, Dan. They found out that Nicholson was messing around with, oh boy, I'm not going to say his name. I gave him the graces of having a name on this show. Was fucking around with old boy's ex-girl. Ex-girl, not girl, not Chia, ex-girl. You
so
got no conversation.
So we go right into the topic of why niggas die with pussy.
A nigga had to die for pussy.
So that was just a racial thing.
But it's not even a racial. It's black. It it's black on black. How many black guys it was? Four black guys and one guy or five and one?
I think it was,
Mister, come on, Mr. Fast, get it right. You got the phone right in front of you. Still, shit is crazy. Like, first of all, you can whip a nigga's ass and whip his ass.
But why
but off duty. Don't whip his ass when you got your...
Why even put yourself in a position where you're going to use your job to get revenge?
First of all, yeah, that...
Revenge?
Seven?
Revenge over one. Old pussy.
Seven on one.
Old
he didn't disrespect your baby. She like your baby mom. She not your mom. She not nobody. She's your ex. You was obsessed with your ex. I used to work at FedEx.
She's like the car used to own.
No jokes. Being real shit right now,
I'm
guys.
I'm serious. Like,
real
like,
shit.
Yeah, how you fight over pussy? That's
and not even that. Fuck that. If I'm your man, you put me down on this shit over pussy? I lost my job over pussy. I'm getting locked up over pussy.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
I didn't even fuck.
We've never done that.
Yeah, I never hit the bitch.
Some in this circle who are attached.
There is no circle.
They're attached from the circle.
There is no circle. It's a triangle. Three people. Right. That's
I'm just saying, the people who used to be in his collegiate, the Avengers group, like I want to say. You know what I'm saying? The Great Avengers group. We know for a fact that they would do this kind of things. But the people who are here now today presently are not. For sure. We're having some background clinical difficulties right now.
My baby's other trying to grab fucking lead.
The point of the matter is, I've never seen myself in a position where I would put myself and my partners
in danger. Job.
Or the job or my career.
And not even that. You didn't shoot the five,
my nigga. Way of making money over some pussy.
No, man. You didn't shoot the five.
Specifically, pussy, that's X.
You didn't even shoot the five.
Explain to me. If I came to you as your uncle and said, I got fired today at my job because I fought with some ex-girl's pussy.
Fight? You're getting arrested over that shit.
Okay, no, first fired and then arrested. How would you respond to that?
Again, an ex.
Reaction off the bat.
Why? Why would you do that?
And it had the body cam footage that clearly burns you.
It wasn't even a body cam that killed him. Somebody was recording from distance.
I'm just saying, like, just...
My whole thing is
be a man.
Shoot the
man.
Five. Shoot the five.
But you got a whole girl at home.
But shoot right? The five.
You got a whole girl at
yeah,
home.
Yeah, I don't know what his business was, but shoot the five. Shoot the five. One on one. You're gonna put me in, you're gonna put Tommy, you're gonna put Dick, you're gonna put Jerry, you're gonna put nobody in. Shoot the five. Why you gonna handcuff that man and whip his ass? You could have shoot the five? One on one?
I'ma say this.
Without my uniform on?
I'ma say this. I think if you die or lose your job over pussy.
You fucking deserve to
you
die.
You are the bottomness of a man. Because I'm a no respect to women out here. I don't care what level pussy it is.
It don't matter.
You do not lose yourself as a man over a woman's vagina.
No.
And I'm going to say this respectfully to all females. I don't care how good you are.
That shit was that was yours.
Never, I will never, I put it on the podcast, but it's on my soul. I will never, ever make a stupid hate decision to endanger my life and my job over vagina. That's not what you do as a man. And if your partner even allow you to do that for pussy, like if you're my girl and some nigga respected you, or in the past, and I go out of my way to lose my job, my temper, and go incarcerated, no, I don't want you to do all that. Like, you gotta, if you as a man, what are you? Like, it's just an idiot. I'm so mad.
Your words are so sad right now, it just pisses you off with the dumb shit
in the world. I can't comprehend.
I can't see how
men who do shit like this.
How old was the dude, man? Because you're supposed to stay on that topic.
Like, yo.
Give me Mr. Nicholas's age. Give me the other guy that the one that started the whole
shit. Back to the female cop that was banging anybody at work, and she's married.
29. Tyree was.
Tyree was 29. Mm-hmm. How old was the cop that the first one, not the rest of them? I just want to know the first one's age.
How do you blame the girl for being a slut, but not blame the five dicks that were married? The same. They all married too. The wife should be mad at them fucking her, not her fucking them. If she wants to get dick, hey,
dick is there.
Right.
Five officers.
It takes two to tangle.
Six ones, the white one.
That was a white cop?
Yeah.
I wonder how the answer
there was five black officers. It became a racial thing. Officer.
But the white one had, like, people, he didn't start the shit.
But my thing is, as the female who's the ex, how do you feel now? Because now he's dead because of this shit.
The ex is not worrying about saying she's not worrying about it. It's not her fault. But I heard, this is what I'm hearing from Reed Jesus, and I don't know if I'm right, but listen to the news all fucking day long. I hear that the officer sent a picture to the ex, like, is that him? And she confirmed, yeah, that's him. And he went ham.
So my thing is he mad because he's still smashing it?
He mad.
See, let's go deeper with it now.
Can
you were still smashing it now?
You don't know his age?
I'm looking for it.
You were still smashing it?
It was all over social
media. That's all wrong. You still smashing it?
I don't know.
I'm going to be a nigga right now.
Be a nigga.
You were still smashing it. Or you wanted to smash it again, and you got mad. Because if you're married at home, you got pussy at home. You shouldn't be shooting nobody.
Well, five of the black officers have passed discipline against them.
Yeah, no. That shit's crazy. But the age, I need an age of one. Age. Of Bernard, his name? Bernard, something like that? I don't want to say his name, but yeah. It's just crazy how the fucking, like, yo, we just had.
I was at work, people talking about it, and I just shook my head. Cause, like,
I'm
a different nigga, man. Bro. I don't care how good the pussy is.
It's the bullheaded one.
I'm not fighting for her like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
I fight for a girl in terms of getting for her, not fighting no nigga and getting shot for it. I'm not getting shot for nobody.
Well, I don't have his fucking age. Fuck it. I don't care. That's
fucking dumb.
They probably was in their 20s and 30s running. Idiot shit like that, I'm saying.
And I don't think my real partner would want me to do something like that.
Nobody would want this shit. Like, you lose your job over bullshit. Lose your job. Nah, man.
You
lost your life.
You took a man's life.
You lost your life. You lost your life over a bitch that you never gonna fuck, and never gonna see.
You took a man's life over a bitch.
Like I said,
not even your wife.
No, I just said it. They lost their lives. Those cops are done for life.
Like, if you came home and this nigga.
That bag of my food is in there.
If this nigga's fucking your wife and you thought there was some other shit going on, and you turn on cop mode, all right, I might give you some respect because you just had that look. You don't know what's going on.
You coming home to that.
You literally instigated the shit. Use your powers of cop to go find out.
You handcuffed
them. That's not even your girl. At the end of the day, when I go back to the beginning, it's not even your girl. And then she fucked that nigga. Hold on. If it was your girl and she fucked him, get mad at her.
No, but let that bitch go.
You can't get mad at the nigga.
It's too much fish in the
sea. My man won't be a nigga.
No, but it's not even about that.
Danny.
We can fight.
Your
parents
don't brain.
Listen, no. Real shit. It's not about none of that. It's about this.
What? What is it about?
You handcuffed that man. You could have fought that man one-on-one without the officers.
That's the point. You use your job because you're a pussy.
Niggas against one?
You pussy.
Six niggas against
straight
one?
Straight up, 100% pussy.
That's it. You're
a thought, though.
I'm leaving that topic what it is, man. RIP. Sorry for your loss. The family and everything out there.
And this also gives you... Hold on. I'm going to go deeper than that.
There's too much fucking riots going on, marching about this.
I'm
going to
go even deeper with it, bro. Because I'm
not
talking
about it. It's not even race.
This shows you, gentlemen, listeners to the show, when I tell y'all, be smart with your fucking dick. Because you over here fucking girls, right?
She's tired.
You don't know what they fucking on the side. Bitches, how the fuck we don't even know? The bitch that's the whole thing is, look, I'm fucking this nigga, ha ha ha. You had it with your girl, you could have had it with you. He reacted a certain way. You don't know.
Ladies.
Women are fucked up too.
It goes both ways. Ladies.
They gas it up.
Ladies, you should get a sucker. Ladies and gentlemen should just definitely get a background check. Get a background check on the person you fucking with. He could be a psycho. She could be a psycho.
Get an FBI psychological Jeffrey Dahmer check, bro.
Because. I tell you, do a background check. You ain't gonna find nothing on me. I'm just a crazy nigga. Period. That's the world news on that. I'm ready to talk.
Like, if you check my background, you might see I ran a naked marathon once in Wisconsin.
No,
I thought we were gonna keep down the racks. Like,
I'll just put it out there.
We didn't have YouTube by that time. There was no
16.
There was no footage on that shit.
I took a little tiny buses down there. I was curious. They had naked for 2 miles.
As we go to a new topic, on similar topic of cops, do you remember that Tennessee cop?
What about the Tennessee cop, man?
She got fired, and so did like six officers. So they all had a
he was just
a girls gone wild party.
Oh
yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what he was saying. But I didn't know.
That's the one, the white girl. Who
yeah, the white girl. Yep.
Exactly. Now, in my opinion, when I first heard it, I said, "Go girl." This is
crazy.
"Go girl." You get your fucking dick. I'm gonna be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard she was married, I said, that's kind of fucked to the husband. But here's my thing, right?
And he was a park ranger.
Here's my thing.
They make more money.
Here's my thing, right? And I'm gonna keep it real. And people are gonna get offended across the world.
Oh, definitely will.
When a woman has a job, women, not all women, some women, I work for at least 8 to 10 hours a day. And work boyfriends. Are very influential. What is a work boyfriend is? The nigga at work that keeps your girl occupied when you're not there. All right, niggas? And now niggas don't want to hear that shit. It happens. Okay? It happens directly. And sometimes...
You heard what niggas is feeling right now,
and sometimes, when you as a nigga got to respect, okay, you friendly, that's all good. But you do not cross the line. But some women out here don't give a fuck. She was walking at work. She was a nympho. She don't care about being faithful. She chose to get dick. And she thought she had a fucking schedule of rotating 5 guys, okay? She literally was the reason why 5 guys was created. The restaurant. Okay?
You ever seen that TikTok?
I think she's a co-founder. I bet you she owns stock in 5 guys. You know, like now when she goes and walks to Five Guys, she gets a Five Guys special. Okay? This bitch had five random cocks in her on a daily basis. You understand that? This bitch had more nutrients and ingredients in her body than a fucking ninja bullet machine. You understand that?
Ninja bullet machine?
You understand that?
What did he say?
This bitch had more bloodline than Ancestry.com in her. You understand that shit?
Thank you, sir. Thank
bitch
you.
Has so much semen in her, she can fill up a whole sperm bank nationally. Or at least on a state level. Alright? On a state level. On a state level. This bitch has so much sperm in her body. She left a trail from Wisconsin, Tennessee. Alright? Her fucking nympho sperm levels cross state lines. This bitch crossed state lines with her vagina.
Wow.
You understand that?
Wow.
Bitch, her vagina is on a national database now. Okay? You understand that shit? The levels of this shit is? And when you look at the picture, the bitch don't even look that good.
No, she's not.
She don't look good? No? Wow.
These niggas were horny. And I don't know what kind of park ranger department they joined, but man... Holy shit!
That girl is the one that gave up to five.
She sucked 37 dicks.
Two black men and two white men ran that train on her?
Yes.
She's like three black guys and like two white guys.
It says two.
But he's like five.
That bitch had a cookies
so
and
how
cream
they found
bar.
Out? How they found out?
Somebody blew the whistle. Maybe the sixth guy who got in. What happened was Ron from HR couldn't get in.
So he hated on everything.
So he blew it up.
No, that's crazy. Like, how would you...
Now, ladies, who listen to the podcast, if you're going to get random dick at work...
That's not random dick.
Okay?
That's a train roll.
Let me give you a tip.
Yeah, it's four.
Okay? Tip number one.
That's a train.
Tip number one. Don't be married. Just be single. Be a whore. Don't have a man at home giving you the right thing and then be a hoe. Okay?
But what about the man at right home is not giving you the good dick?
Then leave the nigga.
But sometimes you got a good home and, you know, women go...
So you mean to tell me that she had to test five dicks at work?
Four.
Five.
Four. We're looking at the seat. Four.
Okay, fine. Four
two
dicks.
Two black men, two white men.
So what you're saying is... She was conducting independent research?
She was trying
collecting
to find
data?
A, yes.
Oh, there's a lot of data going on.
Listen, the freak flag will fly. You know what I'm saying? The freak flag will fly. Let me tell you something. When you get with someone, you have to know their... That's the first thing you should ask them. What's your fantasies? What you're into? So like, you can know.
Like, I had a bitch tell me one time, I want to skydive and get choked and come at the same time. I said, well, bitch, I ain't Superman, so I can't do that for you.
You know what's that? You got to fuck in the air.
All right.
Yeah, four.
I cannot do that for you.
It's five guys.
But I will try.
It was five guys.
I will try. Five guys at the restaurant, nigga. I keep telling you that nigga shit.
Showing me pictures, man.
Okay.
There's like one Spanish dude was in there.
Yeah, right.
One Spanish dude, two black guys, two white guys.
That's just probably like Alejandro or some shit. Who knows? Julio.
Jose. But my thing is this. I can't hate. We do pros and cons in this film.
The mouse works finally.
So, listen, five guys to make it work.
Listen. My thing is pros and cons. So you say, you know, that's the cons you're saying. But the pros is like this.
The pros is she was getting fucked every day.
What's the pros?
The pros is this. It's got to be pros. You got to find pros or something.
Them niggas said, but you get fucked.
Those guards, those officers were the pros. They enjoyed themselves.
Right. They enjoyed themselves. You know how they go to work every day? You know, that's motivation. You put the keys in the car. You're like, I got a pussy up on me at 3 o'clock.
Was it at work?
Yo, yes. They were fucking...
In work?
Everywhere, bro.
At the same time?
There were semen everywhere.
Tennessee and the homie South and male officers are fired over multiple cases of sex, nudes, girls gone wild, parties, and more.
Niggas are fucking the homie South, bro.
You know, if it was in New York, we would never know about that. I'll tell you that now. Us New Yorkers...
That's small town shit.
That's Tennessee shit. That's small town shit.
Because in New York, niggas ain't nosy. Niggas would have been like, oh, you fucking the back? Oh, that's nice.
Listen, when I worked in some spots... I'm not going to put the spot's name out. When I worked in some spots, I found out some shit in Long Island be popping. It be crazy out there. They be doing orgy parties. You got to be part of a crew.
See, sometimes your local convenience store be doing shit.
I'm saying, the bodega was a drug dealing spot for years and no one knew unless you knew about the hood.
My barbershop in the back, I don't know if there was one back then.
You understand me? Like, barbershops, it's always been...
They playing Billy R and shit.
Yo, Bronx no. is Bronx. No. The Bronx. I'm gonna put it out there. Stop, I'm sorry. I'm Stop, sorry. Bill. I gotta put it out, but it's been years. That shit's probably ended. The Bronx Public Library on Westchester was the biggest whore spot under the basement. You know how many times? No, I didn't get my dick sucked. I'm just saying my dick wasn't sucked.
How do you know this?
At one time.
This is a podcast, not testimonials, nigga.
Not mine. I'm not giving mine. I'm just giving you spots, okay? Give me your spots.
Listen.
Like if you go to Water Street and Lower East Side.
Hey, yo! Wait a minute, bro.
That was many years ago. I don't know if they still what? Got it. Listen, if you go to Fulton Street and.
I'm out.
I'm gonna give you every borough. I'm gonna give you every borough.
No.
If you go to Flatbush in 30 days.
If you can see Link's face right now, it is priceless.
Excuse me, I gotta get some drinks. Some drinks right now.
There's a whole system for this shit.
I'm not going that room. Her room is good, but not the other rooms. So, listen. I was saying.
I have some phone calls.
Yeah, my shit gonna be ringing.
After oh, okay.
Oh, he said, oh, like he found something new, like jinkies.
Officer Megan Hall is at the center of this wild story because she's accused of six sexual relationships with five different officers on a police force for a city of just under 4,000 residents.
Listen,
40,000.
40,000 residents ain't shit compared to New York. Nigga, somebody open their mouth. Somebody opened their mouth. This shit got blown up.
So, that's needless to say that a large percentage of the city's officers were getting it on with Hall. The allegations also include Hall and fellow officers.
So, we only know five.
Six. No, five. Yeah, five.
We only know five.
So, she sucked 37 dicks.
She sucked 300. She sucked 30,000, maybe. Right,
percentage of the officers. Oh. Of the officers.
We don't know how big that police force is. She got nothing in her mouth, was she?
The allegations also include Hall and fellow officers sending dirty pictures, Hall ripping off her top at a Girls Gone Wild inspired hot tub party.
Damn, they had a hot...
And giving two
officers... Girls Gone Wild hot tub party?
And giving two officers oral sex at the police station.
Niggas getting their dick sucked at the police station?
Yo, I don't know about y'all. I've never been arrested like that, but that's a good police station. That's called full service.
No, she's giving officers. She's not giving clients.
Hold up.
Hall reportedly told fellow officer Patrick, I'm not pronouncing that Italian name, about Officer Lewis Powell's big black dick.
That's when I snitched. He's like, she got big black dicks in her mouth.
Snitched a whole public library society system.
Hold up. First of all, the public library system was many years ago. I don't know what's going on now. It changed over the years, probably.
I'm pretty sure it's still the same.
It was junior high school. How many lesson kids were... We were out there.
What the fuck are you doing? No, bro. What the fuck, man? Come on, man. Cut this shit out. You know what?
Listen. They were out there.
I'm out.
One time I went to go borrow a book.
Hold on. The Tapco Auditorium.
Shout out to my nigga Jamal. Shout out to my little nigga, the Mexican Colombian. He's a little better than me.
No, he's not.
Not to my height wise. He's to my age.
I'm done.
Listen, I heard some stories.
This is the Last of Us for YouTube.
I'm out. I'm going to tell you, I heard some stories about Danny's.
Don't sit on the couch. Don't sit on the couch backstage.
Don't sit on the backstage couch in Tapco, all right? That nigga Joel has some parties.
Jay, don't go between Topa 2 to the third subway in the back of the corner of the Lafayette side.
Whoa, shit. That was the shit. The dark exit was the shit when we was kids. You know how many dick sucking was going on there? Why don't you know there was dick sucking going on there? Like, it was so dark and big, the area, that you didn't even know what area who was getting their dick sucked. You just knew when you walked up the stairs, my nigga, what you doing here? What's up? Like, yo, you just, what? And you don't know who the shorty was. You just walked up and this shit was wild.
No.
Pineapples!
No.
Yo, one of my niggas, I'm not gonna say his name because he listens to the podcast, definitely not, but high school friend, oh my God, my nigga, He was getting his dick sucked by a big black girl. We call her Earth. We call her Earth. Not because she was big, because she was into God body shit, 5% of shit.
And not because she was big.
Oh, no, no, no. Not no, because no, 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 she was big. Right. Because if you go into the 5%ers, they call their woman Earth. We are called, yeah, the 7, you know, 5%ers, God body, all that. That's called, the women are called Earth and shit. That's why Jay-Z and Melo used to call their girls Earth and
so
shit.
So she was black and the guy was...
black. It was a little black on black crime going on. And then I remember I asked him when we came up the stairs, we ran into each other, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, me and him. I asked him. I said, what you was doing? He was like, yo, big girls give the best head. I was like, yo! Shout out to my nigga Joe. You know what it is.
What? You say the same thing?
That's not his name. That's not his full name. That's not his full name. But his name is... Hey, get out of that room! Oh my god. You know how many dick suckers going in our school? And the fucking photo lab? Oh my god.
What photo lab?
Don't ask me.
You had a photo lab?
Come over here. Come here.
You had a photo lab?
You had a photo lab?
You had a photo lab?
Yeah, we had a photo lab in the other one. The one in Lafayette. No, the one in Hus Point. We had a photo lab there in the art room. I was in the photo lab. I got my head. People got these shit rocks in the photo lab.
You know, for someone who wasn't involved.
I wasn't involved.
You had a lot of expertise.
Well, I was in the yearbook.
You know a lot.
I was in the yearbook committee. We was part of, come on, we was Gaha. We was box.
I was part of the yearbook committee too.
Yeah, we was box. We was box crew. I represented my box crew out there. A lot of niggas was fucking each other in the box crew. The chicks, hey, don't go in that room. Talking to my niece, she be going to the room too much. She go on top of the fucking clothes, your uniform and shit. Be careful. Say there. She wants to go outside.
Right?
No, she wants to go outside. That's what it is. But I'm sorry about that. We're talking about my niece, Zelda.
Dog.
So, moving from the dick suck increasing to something else. Let's talk about Super Bowl Sunday. You still reading about the dick suck here? He's reading about
this. A lot of dick going on.
Crazy.
We off that topic, right? I told you, we're not saying that topic.
We should have been on it.
He brung it up.
No, you fucking went back to junior high school times.
Oh, I went to different.
What time. The fuck did I gotta do that with the fucking
case? That wasn't junior high school. That was
hold
high school.
On,
that was
daddy, high daddy. Have you noticed this show is called Way Off Grid? No, how we go from. How we go from a political standpoint, right,
to
racial justice,
to where power. Where you can get your dick sucked, your city.
Holy shit!
You didn't say about Chinatown.
No,
you talked about Philly going to China.
The Severus secret location gets ahead. What the fuck?
Why are we having to eat?
I'm a simple guy. You have to use the living room.
It's like
well,
like,
me, I had it in my room. I got my dick sucked in my own house. I don't give a fuck.
He's like giving us like the Riddler trophies for sex. It's like
hit the button. Right, the Savage Bowl. The nigga said the Riddler trophies for sex. I love it. I fucking love it. I love it. I can't say that about it. Sorry. Yo. Sorry, honey. It's the truth.
You gotta be Batman if I need shits.
Did you ever remember?
No.
No. Real talk. I remember talking about this one time. You remember that when we was kids? Not kids, but we was teens. I used to have those little gothic chicks, right? That were like into vampire
shit. Why you look up like that?
That was into vampire shit, right? And you ever went to those clubs, those vampire clubs and shit?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, I got my dick sucked one time by the vampire.
I never went to any club.
You never went to no club in my hand?
No.
Oh, gothic. You were strict. They were strict with you. I forgot.
Yes. I was a late bloomer.
Yes.
I was the guy outside trying to get in.
You're a bloomer forever. Like, you just keep on growing.
Yeah, yeah. You're the devil.
What I pressed out of it, bro?
You said I pressed something.
I thought I pressed the wrong button, bitch.
I'm talking nice.
Shut up.
Yo, but it's true. Like,
talk to me, man.
Again, we're not high, we're not drunk. It's all
no,
natural.
But you know what's crazy? But you know what's crazy? No, because I was thinking about that when I was talking to my own.
What about gothic chicks?
No, but like, I was watching a movie and I was like, damn, I remember those clubs that have fake blood and all that shit because they used to go to those gothic clubs. I was really into goth chicks back in the day, and I had experience with one in one of those clubs.
Experience the way he said
she had the fangs and everything. That was a pain moment. Yeah, it really was. Like she made me wear the leather. I had to wear the leather comb. I had to go in there with fucking like smooth gel on my hair and all that shit. Serum. I look like fucking Whistler from fucking Resident Evil.
Nigga said, put me with a T virus, inject me.
But.
We had girls sucking on your neck for blood.
I seen dudes get that shit done. I never got it done, but I seen them done in the clubs. Those clubs is weird.
I just want to know, you know, this podcast has served as an outsource. As an outsource of your shit. Like, if the CIA is listening, what Dutch history law for one? You're giving it away.
The Dutch.
You see, Link is tapped to this information. This nigga over here is telling him about Washington Square, go to the second door on the right, hit the bottom.
It ain't there no more. Just died many years ago.
Your knowledge.
No, I checked them out. They are dead already. Like, I Googled this shit and all this shit. It's really good. Those clubs don't exist no more. It's out of the
clubs that theoretically we never know about. Anyway.
Like Angels. Angels don't exist no more. When we used to work high security?
Yeah.
That shit don't exist no more.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Remember that time at high security? No. When that time it was connected to the restaurant, the Angels and the restaurant?
No, I remember that.
That white girl was sucking on sun last night at Night View. It's many years ago. Who's something to worry about many years ago? It's time. It's definitely time.
It was a long
time. So, moving forward, Super Bowl Sunday's coming around. What is it? February 12th?
I think, yeah.
Is it the 12th? He can never move forward. He's got to go back. He's still got to stay on that shit. It's the 12th, right? All right, the 12th. It's the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Who you got?
Eagles, all the way.
You think the Eagles are going to win?
Defense always wins.
Yeah, the defense is real strong. I'm going to lie about that one.
I think
a couple years ago. Was it a couple years ago that Patrick got destroyed by Tom Brady and the Tom Brady's defense? And that's his weakness. Pass rush is no joke.
I really feel that the Eagles' running game cannot be stopped by the Chiefs. And I think they're going to get to Mahomes.
I think they're going to fucking... They pass... Look at this little girl's there. I think the pass rush is just too strong, bro. Yeah. It's just too strong. But hey... You might get an upset. You never know. Super Bowl. I don't really give two fucks about the Super Bowl because I don't care about Rihanna really performing. I'm not a big Rihanna fan.
Why is anybody downplaying Rihanna performing?
I don't like her music. So I never liked her music.
I mean, she's a good
I probably like one song and it was the remix of Umbrella with Chris Brown.
She's a good artist.
Before he slapped her around.
The Weeknd's performance is not all that either.
Hell yeah. You crazy. Right. You crazy. You was here enjoying yourself. I was with you, nigga. You was like this, nigga. You was drumming the rubber. Nah, that nigga was popping. He got one of the best Super Bowls he was saying in the world.
I can have a good concert. Give her a chance.
She don't have good songs. That's what I'm saying. To me, she don't have songs.
I like her songs.
You listen to Rihanna? Yeah. Is it in your playlist?
Yes.
Please show me.
You want to see? You think I'm joking?
He listens to Rihanna. You know what
I mean? You look at Umbrella type of nigga.
I like Umbrella, but I like the remix with Jay-Z and the Chris Brown version.
See, believe me, domestic abuse then.
So, you got the Eagles. I don't really got nobody. I'm probably not
watching. I don't really care at the end of the day, though.
Yeah. I don't feel... But you know when you get older...
I feel like the Eagles should win. But the Chiefs could do it.
Hey! You know when... Okay, I see it. Oh, the Eminem song. Duh. But, You know when you get older and then big... I don't know. I feel like it's weird for me because big events come around. And especially when you're working. I'm working overnight now. So when you're working, like, you really don't give two fucks about it. Like, the Rumble, I cared a lot.
If our team's winning, then we would care.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Or if somebody I like a quarterback I like or a player I like.
I like Mahomes.
I don't really feel for him. I don't think the big hype is there for him. He hasn't proved me anything.
He's been to five straight championships.
How many championships he won?
One.
All right.
Still great, though.
How many championships fucking people went to and they just never won? It just happens. Like, you could go there.
Brady was 10 and only won 7.
Still the GOAT. 7 out of 10 is better than some 5 out of 1.
Mathematically correct, yeah.
Yeah. So think about
it. Well, this is his third Super Bowl.
That's 70% success rate to a 20% success rate.
Come on, think about it. That's better. Like,
okay, numbers guy.
That's my guy right there. He's there for
it. What part of numbers were you at when you had to stop him?
So, like, I was thinking that shit in my mind. I was like, damn, man, the Super Bowl's coming up. I think because if I wasn't working, I'll be more joy because I like to be around my squad. Like me, you, Will, the whole team and shit. Like we don't join themselves, bugging out. We make a whack situation better.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. We be here not even watching the game. We watch the game a little bit, but we talk so much jokes, so much bullshit. Year,
you know,
can still host it, go host it with Will. You know, enjoy yourself.
I invited him, but I don't think he's feeling it. Will has this thing where, like,
why hasn't all three of us? Why hasn't all of us than none of us, right?
Know.
We're not like that. We do the Super
Bowl. I guess we're both similar. Quiet.
Yeah, I guess our energy.
So like, well,
he's so mellow. And then you have me and you in the same room with Danny.
Loud. So I'm like, if we're loud. Together, we bring him out of him. Mm-hmm. But if we're together, it's like, hey, you saw that play?
Yeah. And most of you niggas gonna be on your phone talking to your bitches. So yeah, that's the sucky part about it. I'm not a nigga that be on the phone. So it's true. We'll be here. Now he got a chick. He'll probably be like, yeah, here at the Super Bowl party. And then boom.
I'm more balanced than that.
And you'll be like, yo, you watching that play? He'll be like, huh? Oh shit. But can you rewind it? Like, what the fuck? Fuck that. We ain't winding that shit.
I still thought about watching more than him.
Yeah, so that's what's going to happen. He got the Eagles. I got nobody. I'm probably going to watch the beginning, and then when I'm heading to work, it'll be over or be going on still. Maybe, I don't know. But what I did was that I missed you most. I missed the Rumble with you. I miss having the Rumble in the crib. Even Danny wasn't home with me. I was by myself with the Rumble. It was very depressing.
Yeah, I watched it. Those all right.
That wasn't my fault.
I know. You had your thing going on. You know, you had to record.
He had to do a film. I thought it was okay.
I thought the Rumble was amazing. It was a good Rumble.
Both of the Rumbles were really good.
Yeah. I think the Rumble was better than the men.
Going to the Rumble, what are you thinking now is the next step?
I know, but before we get to the let's get to the Rumble number. They made a $7.7 billion off the gate. Off the gate. That hasn't happened for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's ever happened $1 billion. I think it's a million, but not a billion. Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble for the men. We knew that was going to happen. We said that years, months.
We won it for the women.
Rhea, everybody said, you know what's crazy? When you watch the pre-show, people were saying Rhea Ripley was going to win.
I was saying Rhea Ripley was going to win.
I didn't think. I thought it was, yo, how did you feel, Link, when Nia Jax came out number 30?
That
dick was like that, no homo.
God.
I tell you.
I
knew it.
I turned off the TV.
I was happy.
I turned off the TV.
You turned it off?
I turned off the TV.
Why?
I was happy.
Why do you need that? You don't need that.
I love that big bitch.
Yeah, but you don't
I'm
need
happy
you
she's back.
You don't need her. Bro. She's not back. That was only for that one.
No, she's back.
No, it was only for that time.
No, I got the. I saw the
no, the contract said it's only for that one show. That's it. And no, then that t-shirt's for her. That's it.
Is they going to bring her back?
But I don't think you need her back. One, she was a bad, like, rep for the company. She kept injuring people. She was just like bad backstage.
She had a mad. She had a mental breakdown. What do you expect?
Yeah, happens. You don't need her anymore.
Her size too big.
No, I think
no.
She's very clumsy.
Stiff.
She's very clumsy.
She's very stiff.
She gave Kyrie Stan a concussion in a ring. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
My whole thing happened to Charlotte, but they, you know, they're cool. That was a good. Oh,
what about the biggest thing in the whole night? Sammy Uso trading the tribal chief.
The whole
match. And not even that. Fuck that. Fuck that part. But Jey Uso.
Okay, the whole match was set up.
Leaving fucking
Roman
in the dirt.
Like, okay, so.
Main event.
I thought that was the biggest slap.
Main event, Jey Uso.
Sammy doesn't have no real loyalty at the end of the day. When it really matters, he has no reason to be truly, truly loyal.
Because, okay, so.
But Jey Uso. But then again,
Mr. Main Event himself.
You should have known him a couple times a lot, Roman.
But Roman should know everybody.
Here's the thing.
Talk about it.
I saw a few things like after the Rumble and everything.
You went back to look at it again.
No. Like people talking about it. Like, okay. Speculation.
What pineapple was that?
That's it. You see the beginning of the match while they started naming the, like, you know, giving like, oh, this person from Wrangling from blah, blah, blah. Kevin was sitting on the top rope with a spotlight on him. Sammy was behind Roman, also sitting on the top rope, in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, two opposing sides on the opposite on the top of the, on the top of their respective worlds. one in the light and one in darkness.
he's thinking about it too much. He's thinking
about it. But it's like all the visual. It's visual.
But,
all visual.
But not to cut you off. But we already called this dead.
We did.
We already told you what's gonna happen. We told everybody this. We put it on our old podcast back in the before, many months before this shit even happened with Kevin Owens. We said this shit was going to happen. We said Sami Zayn was not to trust because he's a fucking mastermind genius. Cannot trust a mastermind genius.
I don't think it was.
First of all, plan. And it's like, no, it wasn't. First of all, when you bully somebody too long, they push back.
When it matters.
He's not going to disrespect. Even though me, I would have fucked Kevin Owens up with the chair because Kevin Owens put me in the hospital many, multiple times.
But
Sammy,
go back.
How many times Kevin Owens did Sammy dirty and did him dirty like
but he, many, but he multiple. That, but he said it. He was like, listen, I know, you know, I fought you, but I still have love for you. He said, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand all that. But you on the high thing of your career right now. Sammy's bigger than he's ever been in his whole career. He's got the biggest pop in the game
right now.
In any company.
That's true.
He started a word called Usi, and they fucking, the fans went crazy off that word.
I think the thing is also like for the both like the whole storyline as well, is that you can see like Sammy, and it happens when Sammy hits his ruined the chair. Jay, me starts screaming, mm-hmm. and why you're with my brother? And then when Jimmy kicks him, he's like, that's supposed to be your brother? I'm your brother.
Jimmy kicks the shit out of Sammy. I was dying.
But
and then my man Solo said, Simone Spike, nigga.
And then,
but yet, woman still won.
Well, that's after the match. That's what happened all that.
But it's like, people are saying, like, it might be, you know, Jimmy's face was like, Jay's face was shocked because it was like, he put too much trust in Sammy? Or is it like...
Because remember, he was the one against Sammy the whole time.
And then, but it's also like...
So it's like, dude, it's, I love it because somebody, it's some mafia kind of shit.
It's like
he saw somebody
it's go, like hit Roman. Roman. I told you so.
That's another thing. He saw somebody
go against Roman
for the first time. And he was just like, and that was part of family. He was like...
And he didn't. But I think
he already did, if you think about it. He lost to Roman.
But he stepped in line, though. He stepped in line. But, and so Roman beat Sammy, too. Mm-hmm. Remember? When it was like the beginning of the whole thing.
Yeah, he smacked the shit out of him.
He beat Sammy.
He beat Sammy's ass.
Mm-hmm. But
he's gonna beat Sammy's ass again.
But yeah. My thing is, it's like
they already said it. They're like, Sammy in the world of wrestling. Sammy, they think Sammy can't hold a belt. I don't know.
Triple H.
I think he could.
He can.
Because he has a con. Because yo, I've seen him serious and vicious as a heel, and I've seen him as a babyface, and he can go both ways. He did it at NXT.
He's one of the best. If you give him the chance, if you give him the run, he can honestly be one of the best top babyfaces you have. He can legit be your next Daniel Bryan if you wanted him to.
Yeah,
he can.
I believe it.
He can be your top babyface. You can have two top babyfaces. Yeah. That being Cody and that being Sammy.
You got two companies. You got two shows. You can do it.
You have two titles. You have two shows. You can have Cody being the top babyface on SmackDown.
I'm sorry. I don't think they're going to give the title to Sammy. They're going to do him dirty. I think so.
If anything, damn.
Unless Roman says, hey, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I need a break. Give him the title. Because he's going to lose to Cody one night.
I'm assuming Roman is getting tired.
He's made mad money already. You don't think he's
saving? It's hard. It gets tiring.
He's away from his kids, too.
You understand? That's why he wants part-time.
That's why he wants part-time. He's away from his kids. And it's like... You never know when, God forbid, leukemia comes back around.
That's true.
You want to spend all the time you want with your family. You understand? Mm-hmm. Especially going on with the family right now. All our wishes to The Rock's mom. She just got into a crazy car crash. And, you know, the whole family's going crazy. And it's crazy because that woman, even The Rock's not in the business no more, she goes to almost all the main events. Like, she was at the Royal Rumble with the whole family. The Usos, Nia Jax.
Recently?
This car happened, like, a car crash probably happened, like, a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but so
critical.
The Rock says she's good. The Rock keeps us saying that she's good. Like she thinks she got that woman's strong, man. She's been through so many shit. She beat cancer. She beat so much shit. That woman, his mom is dumb strong. That's why I like watching the Young Rock show because it's the Rock's writing that shit. He's writing the details and everything. Even though people are getting pissed off with him because he's making it, the casting's horrible. It is horrible. Don't get me wrong. Like he made Roman Reigns a baby. Oh, the tribal chief. You know Roman was not saying that shit at that age, at 7 years old, to mom, the tribal chief.
Acknowledge me.
He said it right. Acknowledge me. That shit was funny. It was funny.
It was funny, yo.
So, but, and then he made
like
the Godfather.
True to what's supposed to be like.
Yeah, but then he made the Godfather. No, because Roman never wanted to be, at that time, he was not going to be a wrestler. He was going to be a football player.
Yeah.
They all were the Usos and all that. They didn't want to be in the business.
But
things happen after that.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I want to like go back to the.
Nah, we're going back too much. We got to save that for them. For our podcast.
Whenever we do the podcast.
What about Hulk Hogan? Nah, this is what I'm. This is not about wrestling.
We're going to do a podcast. What do you mean?
The wrestling podcast. We haven't done the wrestling podcast for a minute.
Really?
Yeah, nigga, we haven't done shit. You would be seeing episodes. I would have put shit up, but we haven't done nothing.
I figured, you know, you guys
do. No, because he doesn't have time. Danny's already fucking busy, man. And I don't have time in the night, but no, he don't have time.
He's also a part-time form star.
What? He's out there with swinging his Johnson with Johnson.
I was tied to it.
All right, people. Today before the show, never share your Johnson
with a woman named Johnson.
Yes. If you're brown and you have a sausage, okay, and again, I'm not quoting Brown's Hostages Incorporated, but if you're brown and you have a Johnson and you show your Johnson to Johnson, we're not a family company.
Definitely not.
No.
Before we get to that topic of Johnson and Johnson.
No pun intended, Johnson and Johnson.
A little bit more wrestling, but it's not wrestling. It's me, I take it personally too, because I got a back problem. Hulk Hogan just got some surgery done. He got his nerves cut from his tailbone.
Lower,
and he cannot feel his legs. So when he came out on Raw, that big Raw, they said he was supposed to walk with a cane. He didn't walk with a cane.
No.
From Kurt Angle was saying Hulk Hogan has a cane now due to that surgery.
So what did the surgery was for?
For his back. He said too many leg drops.
And the surgery and it triggered that?
No,
when you cut your nerves in your back, you lose feeling. He lost feeling in his legs. He got no feeling in his legs. He can't feel his legs for shit.
So he asked for that.
He had to, because that's what I'm saying. It's personal to me because my doctor wanted me to take a back surgery, but people told me not to do it because I'm still young. So don't do it. I'd rather take the pain and lose my legs. I don't want to lose the feeling in my legs.
Showers, I got the massage guns.
Hot suns, massage guns. I got oils, all kind of shit for my back.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they don't know how to walk on the back. Danny walks on my back because she's knocked out already. She's tired.
Just wait on me.
But moving forward with that.
All the leg drops.
He doesn't know how to do a leg drop to save his life. Hogan does not. Hogan was one of the worst leg drops ever. I think Matt Hardy has better leg drops than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, he used to drop that leg real hard on niggas, bro.
And he used to be bigger. He used to be like 400, 500 pounds. When he first came out, he was like 4-something.
Can
you imagine that fucking thigh hitting him in the face? I remember he messed up one.
Can you imagine having a nigga drop his sweaty thigh on your face?
I remember when I was a kid, I thought the leg drop was your cheeks. Like, you dropping your butt cheeks in my face. Like, nah, nigga, I ain't taking that. Chill.
It was the leg.
But then it's, because the way Hogan did it, looked like he was landing on his ass all the time.
That's your question. How did you have a man on his ass in your face?
I never had a leg drop done to me in my life.
But Honky Tonk said.
How about you? What was the last time man on his ass?
Never.
But I had Swanton Bond. Hold up, before I cut you up. I had Swanton Bonds done. I had Frog Splash done. Yeah. I had Power Bombs done.
You had a mad Swanton Bomb.
I've done Power Bomb.
Hmm?
You had a mad Power Bomb you.
Yeah, in the air. In the concrete. That shit hurt.
So
I had Power Driver done to me. Tombstone Power Driver. Stunners. I remember Malik. Don't put the gay shit. I'm not playing. I remember Malik. I remember my boy Malik used to stun
this
everybody.
Roger.
I remember he used to. Boy, y'all niggas can't stay in this topic. Y'all niggas always gotta be gay and shit.
I am very happy.
But I remember my boy Malik used to stun everybody in junior high school, and he moved into high school. My mom and me started doing that shit. And then my cousin Mike. Remember Mike used to reverse the stunner and shit.
Yeah. We gotta respect Dutch's. He's very professional when it comes to his wrestling.
Nah, but I'm just saying, like, I had that all done. Never had a man leg drop me. I'll punch a nigga in the face, I think.
Have you heard, like, Honky Tonk said, like, before, he was like,
hell yeah.
He was like, that leg drop is the best move in wrestling. That paid so many people. Taking that leg drop paid so many people.
Hell yeah, y'all.
Because once you face Hulk Hogan, then you know you're like,
you're in the main event. You made it.
You're getting a big paycheck. Yeah. You're getting a big paycheck.
You understand me? But moving forward, let's talk about something. Let's talk about two things. Let's talk about the game world right now real quick. We got the Hogwarts, Harry Potter Hogwarts game coming out February 10th. I can't wait. I pre-ordered it already. You pre-ordered it too, right?
I sure did, thank you.
Pre-ordered that.
To those special services programs.
That sounds like a crazy ass shit saying. Sound right. Right? Special services, like somebody's coming to give you special services for that shit.
Hey.
You want the Harry Potter game?
At least
What was that? What now? What was that? Hey, yo!
That's the blow 8,000. You ever heard of blow 8,000 then? You're like,
I think you said the vacuum cleaner.
So they blow bubbles at your balls.
No.
Wait a minute. No! No! We said before the show we have a normal show.
We never said that. Who signed that boy waiver? I didn't sign that waiver.
Oh, my God. Can we have an hour of normal podcasting?
Says the nigga that don't even know how to keep his mouth quiet most of the time.
I didn't mention Brown Johnson's. You mentioned Brown Johnson.
Brown did it. He brought it up earlier.
I just said Johnson.
He gave up a whole secret society sex pop map.
You just woke up all asleep.
You know what I mean? I said, yo, he just blew up a whole system of sex.
First of all, it's not a system anymore. It was a system in the 90s, not anymore.
His
hidden trophy. They invented the whole Angels restaurant.
Oh, shit. Broke the chair.
Nah, dude, you're not in this chair.
Hey. Oh, yeah, two chairs in the house.
Do I call you? Yo, so... Back to Johnson and Johnson for a second.
Wait, why are we back?
Don't be next to a school showing your Johnson to Miss Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, all right?
People, for the record, we can't give you details of the story.
Can't give you details.
People are fired over
this. I will get fired for that.
But let's just say that never take your dick out of school grounds.
Because you never know who's taking a picture of it.
Right.
First of all, you're in the school grounds. You're supposed to take your dick out, period.
Sometimes your twig might end up on Twitter.
Yo. You be in prison by 3 o'clock, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say that the bus you're gonna be on ain't gonna be yellow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Moving forward, back to Hogwarts, Harry Potter.
Yeah, back to Hogwarts.
Like you said, after we all getting chips.
What do you think?
He thought. You know what? You know what it was? He thought the after school special didn't meant that.
But what do you think about the game? What's your biggest thing you want to like?
Well, I look forward experience. To it. Look forward to it. That's a good word. Because it's really a great game and it has a lot of potential.
I hope so.
It's just experiencing the world of Harry Potter in an open world setting. I just want to feel like I'm Harry Potter.
Well, you're not Harry Potter.
I want to feel like.
First of all, you can make your own character. Tell
us. I want to feel like I'm him though. Like I'm that guy going to the academy, learning magic, being.
But did you read about the game?
Yeah, you're playing.
You're not in nowhere Harry Potter's world like him being there.
No, I know, but I'm saying like I want to feel like what he experienced though.
It sounds like a fucking virtual reality. I want to feel like Harry Potter.
Right.
I want to play with my wand.
I want to play with my wand. I want to spin my wand. I want to be Abracadabra.
Hit the button.
I mean, don't we all play with our wand?
Hey, yo!
We all play with our wand.
I don't know the last time I played with my wand.
I played my wand before you guys came over here today.
I give you a hand. I give you a hug, man.
And you go, what hand?
I said I gave you a
hand. Hey, yo!
Like you said, I gave you a hug and a handshake. You better go clean that damn hand.
I clean my shit.
And then you ate your food with that hand.
I did.
Oh, Jesus. But, I just like the way the graphics look. I just want to try it out, see how it
looks
it is.
Good.
I'm just not going to pay $300 for the fucking collection edition.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
But you know what? If it doesn't work out, again, we use Punch and Thursday's programs. So... So it doesn't work out, I can cancel the payments.
What? You cancel the payments, you fucker. My whole thing about that, before we move forward for that game, why, if you get the Switch one version, you have to wait until July?
Because they're converting it.
I know, that's just crazy. July 25th. Sorry, Dad.
Keep on switching.
Keep on playing with shit with Switch. That shit's trash.
Well, Switch is actually pretty fun.
My collecting does.
The only thing with Switch is that Nintendo like makes the prices for their games. So like all I Legend of Zelda is like still $60-$70.
It's a great game though.
But it's still $60.
It's a great game though.
It came out like 2015.
Yeah, when you only have four legit
titles.
I mean, you have what?
You have Mario, Zelda, Metroid.
And Pokemon.
And okay, maybe you give them Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby too.
Bomberman maybe, and Metroid.
Luigi
Mansion. You said.
Luigi
Mansion. I think it's Zelda, Mario Party. There's like the Mario Party, the all that.
It's Zelda
Mario.
And Mario. Zelda
so,
and Mario and Metroid.
Before your
Zelda
time,
Zelda Mario. I don't even know.
Hold on.
I think Pokemon is more. Is
hold
more
on. Before your time. Too. Before your time. Nintendo only had those three fucking titles anyway.
And with those three, they're still
last. Zelda, Mario,
yep.
Kirby,
yep.
And that's really it. We didn't have yet Luigi's Mansion. There was no such thing as that. Nope. It was part of Mario. We didn't have what else? Other shit that you said? They said they have
Super Smash Brothers.
We didn't have Pokemon at the time.
Super Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers definitely was not thought about.
F-Zero
was coming out to 64, but that was later on.
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. F-Zero came out. My fault. There you go. Thank you.
But like I'm saying, like They have
Nintendo's to. Never had big titles back to back.
Even Mario Kart is still $60.
Yeah, because Nintendo built from Mario.
Mario Kart 8 is just a remake.
Zelda. Oh, Super Metroid.
Right.
You understand me? So they built that title from
Metroid, but Super.
When I went to Super, it was Super Metroid. Yeah.
That it was.
First Mario game came out in 96. Oh, Super Mario. Pokemon game.
Yeah, that's Nintendo was ready.
Oh, for the Game Boy?
For the Game Boy. Yeah. It didn't come out for Nintendo.
Those are great, though.
It's the same thing.
No, Nintendo
console. Well, the Game console. Boy is dead because...
The Nintendo console is different than the Game Boy console.
Nintendo figured this. Why make a console and make a portable console? Portable console is making more money for them anyway. So what they did was, let's make a portable console that can be a console as well.
Yeah, so they made...
And the Switch kills. It makes money.
They got two versions.
And then when they have to lower the price, they don't have to.
People are going to buy it.
Kids love it.
People are going to buy it.
Adults love it.
The Switch is still, what, $100-something?
$200.
The regular one is three. I didn't pay that much for the first time I got it.
The light is two.
I got the special edition with the Mario Kart and everything. I got it for $189. $180. Before Black, it was Black Friday. She wants to go pee. She got to pee.
It's over there.
There's no Wii pads there.
There's no more. That's clean.
Okay. You don't got no more perks?
The Switch.
I use the Switch
is, for. Yeah, 300. It's 300.
Where
the Switch is still 300.
Damn, the Switch is 300 still. Wow, that's crazy.
And the games are still $60.
She's trying to hold it for you to take out. That's what it is. Before we get away from the games, I like to talk about the games still. It's big news, but hold on for a second because I don't know if y'all know. Big PlayStation news is happening. They're canceling PlayStation Plus by May 9th.
I heard about that. What was that about?
They canceled no more PlayStation Plus after May 9th.
What are they going to replace with something?
No, that's it.
Just the other plans?
They're going to have that stupid-ass fucking... No. The 3 tiers? No. They canceled PlayStation Plus, but it's not PlayStation Plus. They canceled, like, you can still be online with that. They canceled the download shit, like, you can't get the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2 games and shit no more. You got to get the PlayStation Now.
Oh, nah.
That's just stupid. Sony, like, makes you got to pee. Yeah, Sony got to make money. Sony got to make money sometimes. That's what I always say.
Sony, well, I don't understand how... Sony as a company has to do it. Because I understand.
Microsoft's Game Pass is amazing.
Well, we forgot. Microsoft also.
But see, we used to make fun of fucking Xbox. Because.
What Xbox?
We used to make fun of the Xbox because Xbox. PlayStation had free shit. We didn't have to pay for online. Remember PlayStation? We didn't have to pay for online? We never had to pay for online. We just sign on. That's it. It was free.
But it was shitty.
Up and down the servers. But it was free. We just make fun of Xbox people like, oh, yeah, niggas gotta pay for your services, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Now we gotta pay three fucking tiers there is now.
All I'm saying is the fact that Game Pass gives you games on day one and gives you all these sales on games but monthly, it's just worth it to me.
But that's the thing. Microsoft's a big company, so they can do that.
That's true.
Sony's not a big company?
Compared to Microsoft, no. Microsoft.
Because that's a computer company.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much.
And Sony doesn't have that leverage.
They make so much money.
Microsoft has put
so much
money.
Sony has what? Headphones?
Right. Microsoft has put so much money. TVs. Not only is that, Microsoft has put so much money into licensing with game companies.
Yeah.
They put billions of dollars. They bought our companies.
Who was Microsoft?
The fuck do I know?
Bill Gates.
I mean, they bought Bethesda for $7.5 billion.
The richest man on earth.
They bought Activision.
Until
you might not see probably Activision no more like 2 years from now.
Yeah, you might not. Might not have it no more.
They bought Minecraft.
They're leasing it right now to Sony. They're leasing it to Sony. You make more money leasing than you make buying it, really. Think about it.
You do make money. It's all a gimmick to me.
Everything's a gimmick. Let's talk about, maybe Dan don't know about this, but it's more game stuff. MLB The Show is having a special edition Derek Jeter version. So, collection edition, it's two versions. There's a digital one, and then there's the one that comes with a box, a hat, the steel book. I'm getting that.
Fan base cares about that, though.
We're talking about games, period. It don't matter.
MLB,
we're talking about games. The show. I don't want the game. Here. Listen, I will give anybody the game. If you want the game, you can have the game. If you're not having the package, I'm getting it.
You want the hat?
I don't want the fucking hat. I just want the steel book with Derek Jeter on it. That's it.
You spending a lot of money for that?
$100. It's $100. $100. It's nothing.
I'm going to use my services for
that. I'm using my special services for that. Special services for that one. But definitely, shout out to Derek Jeter because he made it to me.
Speaking about games, Link, you probably heard about this game.
Did you hear about the new game High on Life?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I hope you have.
Yeah, I'm a gamer, nigga.
It's on Game Pass for free.
Don't let me fool you. Yeah, it's on Game Pass for free.
$60 game.
Yeah.
Free.
Awesome.
Free.
You know, it also came out yesterday, too, right? Mm-hmm. Dead Space the remake.
That was on Game Pass, isn't it?
Well, you know, we would have had Game Pass, you know, if deals and things went through.
Well, how much does it cost?
They want the multiple Game Pass.
How much it costs?
$25 a month, I think.
So we can't do it?
Yeah, but...
What? What's the bug?
No one has the Zelle system.
What's the Zelle system?
No one has Zelle.
Mm-hmm. I pay for it.
See, there you go.
$25 an hour, I pay. They're going to pay me later.
And I can just sell him.
And go.
Yeah, that'd be cool if we could partnership on Game Pass. By the way, we're not promoting
Game Pass. We don't get paid
for it. You get it. You can't see it.
Hey!
But, yeah, this is all for games. A bit back to wrestling a little bit. I just saw something. Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer.
I don't trust him. He's a liar.
Yeah, true, but... But still, it's one of the more, I guess...
No, I don't trust him. He's a liar. He lied about Saudi Arabia. He lied about all that shit.
Dave is more reliant than Brian is, though. But Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer says that NXT is going to allow talents to work select indies going forward.
Oh, shit. Talking about NXT, I forgot about that shit. Tonight is fucking Avengers Day.
Yeah.
Yes, tonight. Fatal 4 Ways. So many good matches tonight. Oh, my God. I'm going to be so mad I'm missing that shit tonight.
I'll try to check it out.
No, I mean, NXT is really good tonight. It's a cage match with, oh my God, it's so good. The women's title's on against triple threat match with two, it's two against one, really, if you think about it, but I think something's going to happen, they're going to split. I'll be happy if they make them
co-champions.
That will be fucking awesome. We haven't had that since Lay Cool, so we should have that again.
That'll be a little cool.
NXT needs it, cool. And NXT is not in Florida this time. It's out.
Yeah,
they're branching out. They branched
the first
out
time in like a few years. It's like 2020.
Yeah, but it had to because you know sometimes you gotta. I think it's a permit you have to get or something like that, and enough kind of thing. But really, I think about new music that dropped. Anybody got anything that dropped?
Trippie Redd dropped his album.
You was talking about Trippie Redd, right?
He had like a bunch of features on it. And
not
it was,
a bunch of features.
He had almost every Avengers song. Every song was had a feature.
He had the Avengers.
What do you mean?
And
what
guess
mean?
What?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
He had every top rapper.
Yeah, and what? Guess what? It was still bad.
It was still bad?
I don't like Trippie Redd. I can't get into Trippie Redd like that.
And it's not because they're bad. It's just it's him.
It's him.
Yeah.
What top rapper they had? Can
we
get to
okay, he had...
Yeah, Drake. Yeah, Drake.
Did he have Drake?
Yeah, everyone.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna read out all the artists he had.
I saw you put that in the chat.
Read it.
All right, he had Chief Keef, Future, Lil Baby, Juice WRLD, Travis Scott, Lil Durk, Nardo Wick, Big 30, Lucky, Rich the Kid, Summers. I'm not pronouncing that name. Rio Rodriguez,
C-Mass
the Sun God.
So the rapper?
Fiji Mikanash.
That shit sound like a fucking.
G Herbo, ill. Rob 49, The Baby, Lil B, and Kodak Black.
I don't hear no. Only hear Lil Baby, the top rapper there.
Future.
Future's not a rapper. He's an R&B singer. Who else? I don't know Drake.
The Baby. There's no Drake.
There's the Baby and Lil Baby.
I mean,
right?
For a modern artist, that's pretty loud.
Yeah. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott's the biggest name.
Just what he had. Chief.
Just where he passed away. Chief Keef's not a big name. He's a trash rapper. He's always been a trash rapper.
Mask. It's more underground.
But was it good?
He said, Danny said no.
Like,
Espinosa said no.
I don't like an I don't like Trippie Redd like that. So I can't. I have a bias against Trippie Redd. I don't know why. I just can't.
I don't like niggas named Trippie.
I
just think he don't trip enough for me.
Yeah, I like Trippie, but not Trippie.
Like his, I can listen to some of his songs, but when he gets to singing, I can't.
He sings, huh?
He's a singer. Sings.
Is there a good song that you recommend?
I think there's one song with Future that was really
play
good.
20 seconds of it. We're not on the copyrights for this, of course.
Got you.
We do not own the copyrights.
Say it again.
We do not own the copyrights to this song. His name was Robert Bolton.
You don't own the copyrights to that either.
This one was good.
It's called Mansion Music. Are you low down? Put it up. That's Future?
Yeah, it's Triple,
right?
Triple.
Yeah,
it's called Psycho. And the beat is good. It's a good beat.
I feel like I want to go into a place to shoot people.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go into the second. Yeah, it's called Psycho.
I want to beat somebody up.
That was Psycho by Trippie Redd and Future.
We do not own.
We do not own that.
Copyrights.
All copyrights to all the artists. And the record labels and all that. Any more topics we have?
I really don't. I'm out of it.
Link, you have any topics?
Just one thing. The Valentine's thing, I don't know if we're going to be up for that coming up, but we are looking for any OnlyFans expert.
We're looking for OnlyFans freak that's going to talk on the show.
Not a freak, but an expert.
I don't need you to be shy on the show.
No, no, but I'm saying, hold up.
Okay.
Yeah, let's be top. Let's be safe.
Let's be real.
We're looking for an OnlyFans expert that's not scared to show them, to talk about their OnlyFans experience. And they can handle one-on-one with Link with his conversation. Women or men, whatever. But we prefer a woman due to we want a woman's perspective of OnlyFans. Because there's too many men on this group, in this room. So we'd rather have a woman's perspective. Any kind. And if you want to be anonymous, it's perfectly fine. But if you want to make money, it's definitely should be, you should promote your OnlyFans. That said, definitely got to check out us, our Instagram, okay? Talks with Dutch and Link _. We're there. Our clothing line, Destiny, we out here. We're still doing our grind. Shout outs to our people, Five Boroughs, J Messiah. Soon.
Okay, what's up? I had something to say.
What you got
to
say? Say what you say. So say what you chest.
We mentioned Hogan earlier, and it reminded me of something I really wanted to bring up to this podcast.
What?
And it was the amazing lies of Hulk Hogan.
He wants to bring this shit up. The amazing lies. Let's hear it.
Okay. Hulk Hogan is notorious for lying.
Okay.
A lot. So okay. He lied. So here's a couple. He claimed he was the first to slam Andre.
He wasn't.
It's not true. So now Andre was 600 pounds when he slammed him.
Not
he
true. Wasn't. He was 5.
And the lie was Andre died a few days after the slam. He died a few years after the slam.
Hogan never said that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Where he said that at?
He said that.
Hogan never said that.
Also, he claimed that he tore 18 muscles in his back.
We don't
know. There's not 18 muscles in the back.
First of all, Hogan never said Andre died after that. I've never heard. Even on the Andre Giant biography, Hulk Hogan has never said that. People stated that he said that, but it never came out.
And it was a podcast. It was a podcast he said that in.
No, he never said that. Please, you got to. Not now? Not now.
Andre the Giant, he died a
few days. No, that was a rumor. I remember when I was a kid. That was a big rumor. I was always wild out. Like, damn, did Hogan kill Andre? And then I was like, but then I grew up and I read shit. Andre passed months after that shit.
Years after that.
Years after that shit. So
no, but I actually do remember seeing a video of him saying that.
No, I never. You got to show me proof, not now, but we show proof later.
Hogan said he used to fight Pride fighters in the 70s. The Pride fighting on championships were found in 1997.
Yeah, but you don't know if they were Pride fighters. Like they didn't have to. We didn't give him a title, but he thought. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't know what the shit. We don't know. Like, I don't choose what Hogan says.
Hogan claimed that Taker broke his neck.
Oh, yeah, that was fake. That was fake. But Hogan did shit to get aroused over people. Hogan did shit to sell shit.
He said that he could have played bass in Metallica.
He's good with the
But when talking to like one of the lead singer in Metallica, they were like, I never talked to Hulk Hogan. I don't know who I don't know who that is.
It's, you know, it's Terry Bowen.
Terry.
All right, so.
And there's like a few more.
I don't want to hear no more. That's just he's pissed off because I'm a Hogan fan.
He claimed Elvis is a Hulk Hogan fan.
It could be true. Well, I can't. Elvis died in the
90s. He didn't. Elvis died in 77.
You sure?
Yes. Yes. Elvis died in
1977.
I don't know what weed you smoking, but it's good weed.
I don't smoke no weed right now. 77 Elvis
died? Yes.
I don't remember him dying. I thought he died in the 80s. You sure? Look that up. I gotta be true. I think it was 80s because I saw the document. I saw the movie.
That was Presley. Died. 77.
Man. Well, you never know. He wasn't a Hulk Hogan fan. He could have been not Hulk Hogan himself, but he could have seen Hogan. Hogan was around the 70s.
Well, Hulk Hogan wrestling debut.
And we're not talking about WWE. You're talking about WWE. You gotta remember these men wrestle all over the world.
Wrestling.
Remember, Hogan wrestled in Memphis.
He did, that is true.
Hogan wrestled in Memphis, and that's...
He wrestled in 77.
Yeah, see?
He wrestled... No, he debuted in wrestling in 77.
See, come on, you never know.
Mid-77.
You know, come on, let's be serious.
People. August 10th. And and
you just want to go Elvis, into detail. This, he's the one that August 16th. It's good to have a man that knows shit a lot, but it's annoying to have that shit too.
Let's do it. Let's get into that.
Well, I don't want to get into that.
No,
now.
Get into that.
No, because sometimes sometimes it's good to
that's
have.
Start a fight on the show.
Nah, there's something that's good other than there's something that's just let it be.
He's saying that
let it be an urban legend.
He's saying that, you know, you're a numbers guy and a factual guy. He hates the fact that you're too factual.
Okay, how about this? Hulk Hogan said he once wrestled 400 days in a year.
How would you know it's true or not?
You know what?
There's only 365 days in a year!
Sometimes I wake up.
Sometimes people take the wrong time.
Sometimes I wake up on Tuesday. I think it's Wednesday.
And then he said, you know what the explanation was?
What?
Because he flew around like from Japan and
time zones. You never know.
That's not how that works,
bro. You reading stuff that you swore Hulk Hogan said?
Yes.
How you know? You was there?
I saw videos of him saying it. There's video proof of him saying this.
I'm looking at what he's looking at. It's not video.
It's a Twitter feed.
So you're time travel.
It's a Twitter trend.
Time travel, right? Hulk Hogan time travel.
Let's move over. This shit is stupid.
No, Hulk Hogan time travel.
No, it's stupid.
Hulk Hogan just has 400 days in a year.
He had
18 muscles in his back.
Hulk Hogan cured cancer.
Listen, let's leave the legend alone. He's a ghost.
Hulk Hogan
showed
his Johnson once.
He has showed his Johnson before. It was his Hulkamania.
Hulk Hogan was on a podcast.
Oh, he said.
You know what? I got it. Hulk Hogan was on his podcast once.
Hold on. No. My favorite thing he's ever said was that Hulk Hogan had a huge penis. And in the court, when it was mentioned during his sex trial.
Here we go.
He was like, listen.
Random man come with penises again.
Yep.
Listen, I never said that Terry had a huge penis. I said that Hulk Hogan, the character, had a huge penis. As an actual in court, he said that.
All right. It's things that you say in court that you can't say aloud.
I don't know that this show went. This one.
Why not? Like, come on. Like, I don't want this shit talking about Hogan all the time. Like, leave this alone. Go find a podcast about Hulk Hogan. I don't know what to tell you.
That's 40 muscles in the back. But still,
You're wrong. You're wrong.
It's still 40 muscles in the back.
It's still 40.
But he didn't tear 18 muscles in his back.
You don't know that, nigga. You know how much that nigga lifts?
I mean, one time, Mike Tyson was on his back was broken.
Yeah. Come on. That nigga. Let's be serious. What about moving to my talking about a nigga named Tyson? Tyson Fury talking about this nigga's calling him a punk. You know, the one of the Paul brothers.
Jake Paul's
calling him a punk, saying he's scared.
It's all set up.
Listen, if that whole fighting setup, I'm tired of Jake Paul. I'm happy that Logan Paul got eliminated from the Royal Rumble. He would have won. I would have fucking started watching wrestling.
I'm tired of both Paul brothers.
That's what was happening. Roman put that nigga in his ass.
Did you hear what Logan did?
What he did now?
He bought a pig, right?
What's behind?
Pig,
behind
like, for like, he bought a pig and like that was supposed to be his pet. Mm-hmm. They found that pig like abandoned. Slaughter?
Oh,
no, abandoned.
Because he's all about show. That nigga's all about vibe on being show.
Abandoned, starving.
Where?
In L.A.
Yeah, he's all about
he
show.
He bought it.
Like they said that they said his child's order's fake.
He bought it to, like, for basically for clout for views.
Yeah, he does that. They do all that shit with views and shit. Again. Listen. Wow. They said that Charles O shit is not
and
even
now
real.
Somewhere
it's fake.
No, no, they actually got the pig and they actually, you know, helped it back to life.
Yeah, to become bacon.
Stupid ass. Probably. Watch behind you.
I see you.
Well, tonight we're eating Pernita.
Tonight we're eating
Pernita. Brought to you by Pernita Incorporated.
And Johnson & Johnson. Not the family company.
We like Pernita of all kinds.
Imagine.
Poor pig. God save. To the E later on.
It's Babe all over again. It's Babe all over again. Oh. It's Babe all over again.
You're so
Charlotte's Web. That's it.
Did the pig die in Charlotte's Web?
It was going to die.
Yeah, but they saved it, right? Charlotte saved it.
Well, I'm saying, can you imagine being a pig?
They wrote the pig.
Look, a pig, right? A year later, you're saved. Now you're fat and healthy.
But a pig died in the beginning.
Pigs always dies.
Well, the pig dies in the beginning.
Charlotte Web?
Yeah.
The mom.
Does it the mom?
He's the mom that died. That's why he gets scared.
We're not
getting into Charlotte's fucking web. We always do this shit.
Charlotte's web.
We always do this shit. Yo, it's the sea of the streets. The bully of the beat. The maniac at the feet. I'm done with this fucking podcast for today. I got the savage one. The one and only.
You know what time it is. It's your boy Link. Always ready to eat that twat. You know what I'm saying? I love to eat pussy. Charlotte.
Where's wait a minute?
Well, do we have Wait a Minute? No, we don't have Wait a Minute.
We don't have Wait a Minute?
No, you didn't record it Wait a Minute.
Oh, shit. Fuck me. Guess I gotta record Wait a Minute. You gotta take it outside when we go outside. You should come outside with us and just take it out.
Oh, God.
A little cold weather?
Real quick. And you know what we got? Mr.
Aspa. Damn. No, son. What the feeling is that? Silent?
Nah, nah. Go back. Go back.
Let's do it again. You know what we got. I'm gonna do it. Ready? Right, we know what we got. It's Danny.
No.
Aspa.
No.
No. No. No. No.
No. No. No.
No. No. No. No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. You don't put his government out there. You go like this. You know who we got? Mr. Tully Lord.
Nigga, you put my whole
section. Mr. Espinosa.
Z-Silent.
Puts you to sleep, bitch.
Sosa.
Oh, the fat guy. The fat guy.
He's the fat guy.
The tech guy.
Cocks everywhere.
Wait a minute. What?
It's a little.
Good night. I would say-